Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live and local, it's the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game. Alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson, I am Zachariah. How are you, my friend?
Fired up, ready to go. We got football tomorrow. Two more hours with you.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Warrior game tonight. Dub game tonight.
I'll be there tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, I keep hearing that. So the listeners.
888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Text line, the PenskeAutoSales.com. Text line is 95795. On Twitter, I'm at Zach Sports, Z-A-K Sports. He's at Triple D Guru. D-D-D-G-U-R-U. I want to get to these calls here in a second, Guru. But before that, man, a lot of people on the text line, getting lit up. The Bills. We're sorry that we didn't know that the Bills were the other home opponent for the
How'd I get put Raiders. In this?
Well, because you do a show with me.
I blocked you out. I didn't even know what team. Well, I was getting my notes.
Is that
together.
How it goes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the Bills, though, Zach.
Irish and Redwood City. We're going to get to Eric Edelson here in a moment. But Irish and Redwood City, he's got a gripe about Harbaugh losing. Go ahead, Irish.
Hey, man, I'm a blue-collar worker. I work on Saturdays. That's how I lift me up. Beautiful, great show. And today I decided I'm gonna watch the Harbaugh game so I can see him win and see him laugh at the Niners' face. And then I see him get lemon booty. It was a great game. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was a great game. And, yeah, man, he's a choker. Nice.
Harbaugh may have got a little
Thank
lemon
you,
booty, Zach.
Irish.
He did get a – I watched every play of that game.
Did we go lemon booty there?
Yeah. Harbaugh did. If you're a coach, you do not get a flag. And it was one of a 15-yard – penalty. It was crucial.
For the people that do not know about lemon booty, it is a term that Guru uses. And
it's a real term.
How is it defined? When
a person or a person's team gets overwhelmed in a situation.
Got it.
And does not perform up to status quo.
We have Lando in the Valley, Joe. Go ahead, Lando.
What's going on? First time caller, long listener. I love the show.
Thank you,
Zach. Earlier, you said that you'd take Cam over Carr, but Cam doesn't have the best wide receiver duo in the league, and they're going against two rookie corners. So how dare you, Zach?
That's kind of my point, though, Lando. And thank you for the call. That's kind of my point. If Cam had that wide receiver duo and the O-line and the running back core that the Raiders have, would you not take Cam over Derek Carr?
And bottom line, he was in the Super Bowl with that not-so-great roster that we speak about last year.
At 95.7 The Game on Twitter, you can vote starting tomorrow. Which quarterback would you rather have on your NFL team, Derek Carr or Cam Newton? I'm guessing I will lose, mainly because...
Any updates on that poll?
Yeah.
Because I got DC.
Yeah. I'm losing on that big time. We'll update that later. Let's get to Eric Edelson, Yahoo Sports writer for the NFL on Twitter, at Eric_Adelson. Eric, how are you?
So you guys got people calling in hate watching Jim Harbaugh for coaching college football now?
It's complicated over here, Eric, because, you know, he was the coach of the Niners, and then he left, and then he went to Michigan. So who knows who's rooting for who when it comes to that Ohio State-Michigan game?
See, what's the breakdown? I mean, like, in terms of popularity, do more of your listeners like or dislike Jim Harbaugh?
I would say 80-20 rooting for Harbaugh.
Oh, okay. All right. So I feel like the Niners made a mistake.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Okay. Would you not say that? You want to start there? Let's start there. I was going to start with the Raiders, but let's start with the Niners, Eric. Did they make a huge mistake in letting Harbaugh go?
Oh, I mean, I don't think that there's any question about that. I mean, look at them before he got there. Look at them now. I don't see the argument for any other way. He's just terrific. I don't know if he's the best game manager. I think that he sometimes makes decisions within games that aren't the best. But other than that, you cannot argue. And I'm sure that even with the loss today, there's going to be a lot of GMs thinking about calling him this offseason, every offseason. I mean, he's just a fantastic coach. So, yes, it was a historic mistake by the Niners.
Eric, you know our society, we're so in the meantime and now. Last year, Cam Newton had his team in the Super Bowl. This year, they're in last place in their division. Young Derek Carr is on an MVP pace. And we threw out to the listeners, if you had to start a football team tomorrow, who would you take, Cam Newton or Derek Carr? And I know Cam's kind of down now and Derek's up. Who would you take?
Man, I still go with Cam Newton. I mean, he's the reigning MVP. They definitely had a difficult schedule this year. I think if they get a couple breaks, then they're right in the playoff hunt. The stuff he did last year was just, I've never really seen that level of excellence and that kind of dynamic play in a quarterback before. I love Derek Carr. I think he's fantastic. I think he's a real deal. But you got to do more than one. Basically, it's been half a season before. I mean, RG3. I mean, his first half a season, I'm sure people were talking the same way or more. So you have to do a little bit more, and I think that Derek Carr will do more. But I even despite the struggles this year, Cam is still a superstar in me, and I take him.
Forget the the MVP. Let's talk about the actual team. When it comes to the Raiders, are you a believer? I mean, right now, the playoffs go through them. Do you think that they're that good?
Yeah. I mean, I never get my preseason predictions correct. So I always want to come on your show and say I got this one right. I thought that they were going to win the division before the season started, and I think they will win the division. It's not an easy division. I think they're fairly complete. I mean, he's certainly a quarterback. They got his star receivers, decent to good running game. That offensive line is among the top in the league. Good defensive-minded coach. Their secondary, I think, is problematic relative to the rest of the team. I think that if I'm a Raiders fan, I worry about eventually meeting a team like the Patriots because I just think that's kind of a bad matchup for them. But I really like the Raiders, and I give them a shot in any game. And at this point, I'd be surprised if they did not win the division. I think they're the best team in the division.
Yeah, I share your excitement coming into this season. Who cares, Eric? But I predicted the Raiders would go 13-3. It's looking pretty good.
Wow.
It's looking pretty good right now. Hey, about tomorrow's game against the Panthers, last Monday night I told my partner here the Raiders were going to just beat the Texans, and they barely escaped with the win, some help from the officials. Should they be worried about Cam and the fact that the Panthers are in last place, only two games back of first place? But how worried should the Raiders be about tomorrow's game?
Well, they're still a very good team. They're still a desperate team. It's just difficult without Kuechly, and I think they're missing one other star player on defense. And that's a lot. Obviously, they've been missing Josh Norman all year. I think that's been a huge blow to them. So Cam can put up points. I mean, that offense has the ability. They're still much better with Jonathan Stewart, and I think that he'll be able to score points. Those two together are usually very good. I mean, I'm not sure what the Panthers' record is with Stewart in the lineup, but it's definitely better. So I think it'll be a very good game. I think it'll be close. I think it's hard for the Raiders to come off of that Mexico trip, which was draining physically and probably emotionally too. and then come back when you get home. There's a little bit of a letdown. So I think it'll be close. I think the Panthers might win the game, but I no matter what happens, I mean, even the Panthers win 45-3. I'm not going to change my opinion on the Raiders. I still think they're the best team in the division.
Eric Adelson, Yahoo Sports writer for the NFL, good enough to join us, Zachariah and the Guru here on 95.7 The Game. Eric, in all your time covering the NFL, have you seen something like what you've seen with the Niners? I mean, it just it's crazy to me watching what happened with Jim Harbaugh and going to three straight NFC title games and then never getting to that actual point where you're representing what is supposed to be a proud franchise. Is it weird for you from a national perspective to watch this happen and unfold?
A little bit, yeah, because it's not the Browns, you know, it's not this a team that just sort of has hard luck. This is a gold standard franchise in the NFL, and to see them just come apart like this, it was a combination of things. I mean, they lost their coach, that was on them. You got guys retiring, injuries, off the field issues. So there's a lot of things that happened, but there to me it was just a the culture that was there under Harbaugh just vanished. And now I'm not even sure what the identity is. I mean, you bring in Chip Kelly, and what's he going to do with Kaepernick long term? Are they going to try to redo Oregon in San Francisco? I'm not sure. That didn't work in Philadelphia. So what kind of coach is he going to be going forward? Who is the marrow of the team? Who is the leaders of the team? I mean, it feels like starting over, but do you want to start over and redo what Chip Kelly had in Philadelphia? I don't think you want to do that. So it's not just this, how they've come apart. It's just I don't really see a direction. And even if it's a Chip Kelly team, I'm not sure I would want that direction if I'm the Niners.
Yeah, I hear you. Speaking of the Niners, they got the Dolphins tomorrow who are red hot. Are you buying what they're selling? Are the Dolphins a legitimate player in the AFC?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure your listeners will love me saying this, but the Dolphins remind me a little bit of what the Niners used to be. I mean, you've now got a power running game. You've got a quarterback who is getting into his prime, who sometimes makes mistakes, but is getting more comfortable not being the lead guy. I think that when Kaepernick was there under Harbaugh, he felt like he could do he had a role that was manageable rather than he had to win every game. I think that I love the way they used Frank Gore back then, and Ajayi is sort of that kind of mold of power running back. And on defense, they're very aggressive the way the Niners were under Harbaugh. So I really like the Dolphins. I think that they, I mean, they're only two back of the Patriots. Now, I'm not going to pick them to beat the Patriots, but I am going to pick them to keep this momentum up and win tomorrow. And I believe the last game of the season is at home against the Patriots. And if the Patriots stumble a little bit, that game could mean a lot more than we're expecting. So I wouldn't want to face the Dolphins in the playoffs, and I think the Dolphins are going to get there.
Finally here, are you okay with a guy that missed the first four games on suspension getting the MVP? Talking about Tom Brady?
Well, I mean, right now, I think that it's Elliott. I personally vote for Ezekiel Elliott. He's the number one runner. I mean, if it was Adrian Peterson, even healthy, and he had these games and lead the league in rushing, and the Vikings were 10-1, I don't think it would be a discussion. I think that there's some reluctance because he's a rookie. But to me, he's the MVP. And this is nothing taken away from Tom Brady. It's just that they have the best record. They have the best rusher. You put those things together, and you have MVP. So I know I'm kind of dodging your question. If I felt that Tom Brady was the most valuable player, I would vote for him regardless of the suspension. But right now, I vote for Elliott.
Eric Adelson, Yahoo Sports writer for the NFL on Twitter, at Eric_Adelson. We appreciate the time, Eric.
Thank you so much.
Great to be on. Enjoy your weekend.
There you go. Eric Adelson. Great stuff from him, as per usual. Where are you at on that? And we'll get to your calls. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. You okay with somebody getting an MVP?
Not at all.
Missing four games?
And it's the reason he missed the four games. If you got suspended, your ass should not be in the MVP running. Now, if you were hurt and then you came back and balled out, but I'm old school, Zach, the fact that you were not allowed to play four games on that
wasn't
alone.
Wasn't it horse manure,
no,
though?
But it doesn't matter what it was. It happened.
Yeah.
And the fact that the other guys, the other candidates
you're going
had
principle.
A game. Yeah, principles.
Okay.
Damn, Zach, I almost want to kiss you right now.
Thank you, Joe Namath. Thank you, Joe Namath.
That's what a principle, Zach.
No, but I mean, you're going based on just that it happened,
and
not
he wasn't
why
there.
It happened.
And the other guys had four games underneath their belt.
Well, I mean, Dak and Elliott are going to split their votes, right?
I'll depend on.
Well, that's where you go. That's where you go.
A co-MVP.
No, that's where you go, Derek Carr.
No, that's I can't believe he's not gaining any more momentum after
four.
Monday.
The Cowboy guys are going to split their votes. So, no. Where do you go after that? I mean, I was really not on board with
the Tom Brady.
No, with the Derek Carr. You know what
is it? Look at his numbers.
Carr 4 MVP.
Yeah.
He's number 4.
Yeah,
we did something cute with that. Did we not?
I wouldn't call it cute, but
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Guru, Warriors play-by-play voice, Tim Voigt, talks Dubs with Damon Bruce every Monday. Brought to you by Porsche of Fremont. Opportunity awaits at Porsche of Fremont. And only on your new home of the Warriors, 95.7 The Game.
One of the best in the business.
You're damn right.
Passes out to Curry. Curry will shoot a three-pointer. Good.
Are we doing this again?
No.
No, cut this up. Go ahead. No,
I'm done. You know, I did the show from Oracle. And,
all right.
Deepa, ball not in play. Live from Staples Center, all the Raider fans. Inbound the ball. Roberson's going to inbound the ball. Gets it to the Samurai. Westbrook for three. In and out. The Lakers. What happened? The Lakers win. I'm ready, Zach. Anybody that needs a play-by-play, man, give me a call.
That was worse than surgery.
I love it.
Just get. I'll that get rid
was
of that
great.
After the
Can
show.
We do that all night
no,
tonight?
Papa played that at Oracle. Lost all credibility. I'm sitting there.
Papa did?
Yeah. At the end, just put it in there.
That's good.
That ain't good.
No.
That ain't word. It's not good.
You
man.
Don't want it?
I was just playing around, thinking we weren't being recorded.
Okay.
So I feel violated. Call me Aaron Andrews.
Oh, man.
Call me Aaron Andrews.
Do we have Aaron? Do we have the scar? We have the guru scar? Scar! All right. We'll get to that later. Right now, though, guru, it would never be a show without E from Sacramento.
Is he online?
E, I'm going to let you go. Try to be as concise as you can. I will not cut you off. You do your thing, E. What's up, E?
I'm good, man. Happy holidays to you, fellas. I know you're stuffed with that turkey and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Well, that's good, man. Hey, listen, I got a couple things. First of all, I want to talk about Alden Smith not being reinstated. Now, listen, man. The man served his time. If you go to jail, 5 years, you out after 5 years, you're a free man. All of this, we're going to see none of that, man. They didn't do that to Tom Brady. He got suspended for four games. Four games was up, he was right back on the field. How come that doesn't apply to Alton or any other suspended player, man? That's not right. And the NFL Player Association need to look into that and do something about that, man. They need to rectify that situation. The guy served his time, and he needs, either he's going to be reinstated or he's not. This limbo stuff got to go. Number two, I'm not a big fan of Norton. One of your earlier callers had it right on the nose. Pressure, like I said once before, man, pressure busts pipes. If you're getting pressure on the quarterback, that can cover up a lot of stuff on the back end, man. It'll cover a lot of that up because now he's going to have to make hurried throws. He can't sit back there and pick out a receiver, and that'll make his secondary look a lot better than what it is, man. So, no, I'm not a big fan of Ken Norton, and you guys have a happy holiday, man, and tell me what you think off the air.
Thank you.
Wow. I was going to ask him about tomorrow's game, but he's right. And
for
your
the most
point,
part,
but back to the suspension.
Disagree with the first part.
If,
yeah.
If we could get a time frame on when Brady, soon as he was off or eligible to come back, there was no delay. That's a very good point.
That's all I'm asking
for. Now that's a difference. See, that went over my head. I get you now. Why is it taking so long with him?
And I don't want to go race.
Oh no!
I didn't want to go on the. Brandon Santiago, Victor Saragosa show. I didn't want to go race, but if we're talking about a different gender, you can't tell me that there's not going to be a different way of handling this.
And we already know, I don't want to say prejudice, the Raiders, the Renegades, and the good old boys.
You're
the
going
Patriots.
Team.
That too.
You're going team, not person?
We just saw Goodell on the field
color,
in Mexico with the owner, Mark Davis. I'd have been like, hey, look, you need to make this happen.
We all would have
super
known it.
Fast.
I don't even care what the verdict is. I just care about getting the verdict.
Yeah, and the Raiders do too, Zach. Ken Norton does too.
Can we effort Goodell back there behind the glass?
Let me check.
Jaime Garcia and Big Ben.
Contact.
Can we call Roger Goodell? I would like to know. Look, I don't even care what your answer is. How's that? Are you going Siri on me right now?
She said perhaps not.
But you just went Siri on
me? It was an accident.
All right. That was a
terrible
accident.
You yelled so loud, it went into Siri.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Story of my life. I don't even care what the answer is. Just give me an answer, Goodell.
Do we have any
is
amount
Alden
of days
Smith
that
going
it hasn't
to play
happened?
For the Silver and Black this year? Yes or no? Is that too much to ask?
One man has that answer. His name is Roger, last name Goodell, a.k.a. the sheriff.
Do you realize what he's doing with that, though? Oh, God, I want to get into this, man. Oh, we have calls.
Again, you can avoid this.
Mission New Jersey.
You can avoid
How?
This. Don't get in trouble.
You're going to take that route?
No, it's an
I
exit.
Love you,
it
Guru.
Is an
You're
exit.
Not taking that route,
I am
are
taking
you?
The route. Stay out of trouble. Quit
really?
Acting like your stuff don't stink. If you wouldn't have gotten in trouble for the umpteenth time, you wouldn't be in this position.
Really?
That's part of it.
So
and
you're
that's probably
with
what
Goodell
is doing.
Okay.
That's probably what he's doing. I'm supposed to drop everything so you could get back on the field when you messed up for the umpteenth time?
Even
Come
if,
on, man.
Even if you're being a hardcore commissioner, give me the results.
He don't have to answer to you, Zach. He don't have to answer to the Raiders.
He should.
He does it on his own time.
Okay. So you show up to DMV and nothing?
That's totally
You're okay
different.
With that?
Yeah, you're acting like Alden Smith is Mother Teresa and everything should stop so he can get back in the league. It don't work that way. Now, again, he did point out that Tom Brady's didn't take this long when it was time for him to be reinstated. If there was a faster process. So when you throw that out there, I'm with you on that. But in regard
what
to
happened?
Feeling so.
You got a result.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll get one after the holidays.
Can we just get a result on Alden Smith? I don't care if it's 5 years.
I get you.
Give me a result.
So, in your estimation, when should this have? When should we have had an answer?
The day that he applied for reinstatement.
You know it don't happen the day of.
Why not? Why, Guru?
Well, that's a flaw in the system. But yeah, hey, you make a point. I'm with you. He made a point, but I'm making a point too.
Okay.
Don't get in trouble.
I'm with you on that, man. You don't yell bomb at the airport and expect not to have ramifications. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
And real quick, you know he didn't yell bomb. Going 100 miles an hour like O.J. Simpson on his airport commercial.
No.
He said it to the person sarcastic.
I know.
And then they took it out. It blew up.
And makes it even more to where you should be wanting to get answers from this person. You are a person in power. I don't care what your result is. I care about getting the result. That's not too much to ask. I'm sorry.
And if you were on trial for a crime, and the jury it goes to deliberate.
Yeah.
You can't come back in the or go to the courthouse. I need my answer. I need to know if I'm going to prison for the rest of my life.
Exactly.
Y'all need to hurry up. You know what happens? You sit your ass down. You wait till they summons you and tell you to show back up for the day.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, don't do the crime if
That's
you can't pay
I'm
the
saying.
Time. But also, tell me the time. Is that too much to ask?
And
tell me what the time is.
Can we get a compare contrast in regard to when Brady
we'll do
filed
it later.
For reinforcement?
Go. We're getting yelled at. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. How's Scott Bear, your CSN BayArea.com insider.
This is Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area. 95.7 The Game alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. I am Zachariah. We'll get to your phone calls. We got Mitch Guru in New Jersey. No show is complete without Mitch. Talk to him. Izzy in Fresno. Wants to talk
Fresno.
About,
I think a low Neil when I hear Fresno.
Wants to talk about Tom Brady. We'll talk to him. But right now, Scott Bear, your fantastic Raiders insider, CSN, on Twitter, at Bear CSN. How are you, Scott?
Pretty good. Just dropped $200 on a fake Christmas tree, and now I'm trying to figure out how it all goes together and how to avoid having the kid take it down. So, holiday season. How's it going, boys?
Guru, you can handle that. I know nothing about that.
Hey, Scott, just a real quick about, I grew up with the fake tree, and my wife of 15 years, when I tried to introduce the fake tree to our family, I got destroyed. But so we have, but I'm glad you got a nice one, $200. Yeah, that's not cheap.
It better be.
Scotty, let's talk silver and black. That game on Monday night in Mexico, the elements, the crowd, all the things that went into that game. I walked away from it being more of a believer. I mean, the bottom line is you have Derek Carr, who is a fantastic franchise quarterback. And if you have that in the NFL, you can go some places. What did you make of that game?
I really thought that it was just a continuation of a trend that's been going on since the season opener, is that this team doesn't make any excuses for itself, and it won't let those types of things enter into their heads. Like, they won't think, oh man, we're all sucking wind. We're playing at 7,200 feet. We've really gotten beat for three straight quarters. Oh, this is an L. That doesn't happen here. And I think, of course, it starts with the quarterback. And I was talking to offensive coordinator Bill Musgrave about why Derek is better in the fourth quarter. And Bill was saying that he's very good at accumulating information over the course of three quarters and saying, what worked, what didn't? How would this guy react to this type of adjustment? And that's why he and Musgrave and Rodney Hudson can all huddle up and say, all right, here's what we need to do here. Here's how to best beat this team. And they make those subtle adjustments throughout the game. And when it matters most, they remain calm and confident that the information that they've gleaned and how they want to use it will help them win. And when you have a track record like this, confidence obviously comes from that.
Scott, let me know if I'm off basis with this assessment of defensive coordinator Ken Norton Jr. I thought they let Osweiler sit back there and just get as comfortable as my kid's friends on a sleepover, as opposed to bring the kitchen sink. And all the other games that the Texans have played, we saw Brock is not good against the blitz. And, you know, there were some questionable calls that went the Raiders' way. Were you at all surprised or a tad bit nervous that the Raiders may have been facing defeat, not bringing pressure on Brock?
You know, I went back and looked at the numbers, and early in that game, Brock was doing well against the blitz. Now, that may not be his track record all season, but he was identifying hot routes, and he was able to move the ball downfield effectively. Gosh, I wish I had those numbers right in front of me, but I think on this particular day, they thought every time that we blitz, we're leaving areas of our coverage unit open that he's managing to exploit. Before Monday, I didn't really love what Brock Osweiler does, and I still really don't, but I thought he was good at that. So I think after a while, they sort of thought, you know what, we're going to put eight guys back. We're going to try to rush with four, trust our edge rushers, and get him to make some mistakes. And he did. He threw one right to Malcolm. Malcolm Smith picked one. David Amerson should have picked one. And, you know, they only scored 3 points in the fourth quarter. So I think this was kind of an outlier that maybe Brock had made some adjustments, been better against the blitz, to finding that open hole in coverage. And then they were like, all right, well, let's do something different. So I like how this defense, and I'm giving this coaching staff a lot of credit, and when you're 8-2, these things happen, is that they are making adjustments late in games, and that's why they're good in the fourth quarter.
Scott Baer, check him out. Oakland Raiders insider for CSNCalifornia.com on Twitter at BearCSN. Good enough to join us. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 the game. Scott, when it comes to these two quarterbacks that are going to be playing tomorrow, I'll be there and I'm looking forward to it, but I would err on the side of rolling with Cam Newton over Derek Carr. Am I wrong on that assessment? If they had the same offensive line, same wide receiver core, same running back, same everything, who would you take?
It's hard to go. I can see both sides of the argument, because you're going to go against a reigning MVP who just led his team to the Super Bowl. That's a tough thing to go against, especially considering that he can be such a matchup problem, because he's huge. I mean, he's just massive as a person. So, but Derek Carr is, you know, third year guy. I think maybe if, I don't know how long Cam Newton's been in the league, since 2011, I guess. So if you put Derek, let's say, into the same year, I think then you have a really tough argument, because I love the way that Derek can make all the throws, and I like his leadership maybe better. I can see both sides of the argument, but, you know, I think they're both special players. I don't think that you can go wrong. But I'm sure if you ask anybody in Alameda about who they would rather pick, they're going with number four, because this is a guy who is only in his third year and is already in that MVP conversation. But, yeah, both guys are pretty good, and I think it's going to be a really interesting game tomorrow in terms of chess match, in terms of what these quarterbacks can get away with and how the defenses counter them. I think it's going to be a pretty interesting game tomorrow, despite the fact that the Panthers are only, 4-6.
Scott, I guess exciting can be the word, but how exciting is it for the Raiders organization to watch number 42, I'm calling him the new Ronnie Lott, come up to the pile and just lay a hammer almost every time somebody's running the ball or a receiver catches it? What have you seen from Joseph, and are you shocked?
I mean, they were so high on this guy about his game tape, and after he was drafted, I don't think many people thought that they would take a guy with a knee issue on spec, basically not having seen him during the pre-draft process. But coaches just raved about his game tape. And I went back and you see the highlight reels, and you see lots of him just attacking and big hits and blowing up receivers and things like that. What I've been impressed with, and what has been a topic down in Alameda all week, was that, yeah, he is a big hitter, but he's also a pretty disciplined tackler as well. He had 10 tackles on Monday night. And I think that those are the types of things, because sometimes you have a big Steve Atwater type of of player that lays those big hits. Sometimes they swing and miss, and those home run hitters can leave you deficient in the back if they miss. And Carl Joseph doesn't miss very much. I think he knows when to go big, and he knows when to just bring the guy to the ground. And I think that's been most impressive for me. And the fact that he can do well in coverage. Sometimes you'll see Reggie Nelson come up to the line of scrimmage, and they trust Carl Joseph to play center field. And you just see this kid evolving. And I think still, I believe that he trusts his knee. I just think he believes there's more explosiveness left in it. Just like what they always say about Achilles tears, is that year after you're healed, that's when you really get your juice back. So maybe next year he might even be more explosive. But I don't think that they are surprised. But it has been nice to see a guy who wasn't starting, who was being brought along slow, to see where he has right now. I think his potential is even greater once he gains more experience.
Scotty, always appreciative of when we get you on here, and I know how much you cover this team. What would be the biggest worry? Because, I mean, I would think it would be something defensively, but where are you at in terms of why you would be scared as opposed to optimistic when it comes to this team?
Are we talking about just like the entire season or this particular game?
Just the team, the actual personnel.
Okay. Yeah, I think when you look at the personnel, you think they are an injury away from being in, being really deficient in one area. For example, they lost Shalit Calhoun, right? And he was their only other edge rusher. Like, their starting 11 is pretty good. But for example, like, you lose Malcolm Smith or Perry Riley, you have a six-round rookie who's still learning his way coming in, that there are some areas where they don't have a lot of depth. Without Smith and Edwards, if they lose Irvin or Mack, it takes them down quite a bit, where offensively I think that they could survive that. So I think it's just a matter of that they're, you know, a key injury or two away defensively from being in trouble, where I don't see that offensively. So I would say that's it. But their starting 11 is pretty good. Will the snap count, which is so high, will it wear on those guys over the course of the season? And really when they need to be peaking in December and January, will they be able to handle that? Now, they have a good strength and conditioning program, but if I had to identify one worry for this 8-2 team, it would be, can they survive a big loss on defense?
Nobody giving you better Raiders insider things from Scott Baer, Oakland Raiders insider for CSNCalifornia.com on Twitter at BaerCSN. Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, boys.
All right. See you mañana. I'll be there.
Do you have the real tree or the fake tree? I grew up on
for
the fake
what?
Tree.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Neither.
You got so many redwoods up there in the Berkeley Hills. You don't even
say
need
neither.
Yeah.
Don't put it on the poll. I want to put it on the poll. Play the music for me so I can feel better about it. I have neither. I don't do either.
All right.
Yeah. But I would do real, not fake. Yeah. There you go.
We got any results on that wonderful poll question we put up?
We're gonna
get to
it. It's
about the third quarter.
At 95.7 The Game on Twitter, starting tomorrow, which quarterback would you rather have on your NFL team, Derek Carr or Cam Newton? The results are coming in. I am losing. You're winning by a lot.
Well, we're in Raider country.
It's like 87-13.
That's like asking Biggie or Pac in West Coast.
At 95.7 The Game on Twitter. You can vote there. You can call in 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Also, Guru, don't miss Warriors Wednesdays on at 95.7 The Game. Featuring Warriors President of Basketball Operations and General Manager Bob Myers at 1:30. Brought to you by Walnut Creek Porsche at 2016 Premier Porsche Dealer and Premier Kia of Newark, the go-to dealer for the greater Newark area.
I won't. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Don't forget that. All right. So we'll take your phone calls and we'll do a little jambalaya. Can we do jambalaya, please?
Yeah, I got a nap. Well. Said I was on a diet, but yeah, I can eat again.
Let's get fat.
Guru, are you ready? I'll set you up. Pavelski, left side to Thornton, back to Pavelski.
Score! No, that's, I'm sorry. Dan Ruzanowski, you are not, sir.
Here's
you
Tommy Wingles. Not. Wingles to Vlasic, to Brent Burns.
Score! No. I'm putting an end to this. We are disrespecting the great name of one Dan Ruzanowski.
The phenomenal.
And for every second, this farce continues.
Now, back to Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What?
My play-by-play days are...
Over?
They're not over, but numbered. Because they're not the score. It's not my best work.
Guru, are you ready? I'll set you up. Pavelski, left side to Thornton, back to Pavelski.
Score! No, that's, I'm sorry. Dan Ruzanowski, you are not, sir.
Hang on. Wingles
to Vlasic, to Brent Burns.
Score! No. I'm putting an end to this.
No, I like that.
The great name of one Dan Ruzanowski.
Hater. Where's the actual play-by-play? Down to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10.
No, we'll put that to bed.
No?
We don't need to hear that today.
All right.
Man.
Welcome back, Bay Area. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Coming up at 5 o'clock. Guru, we have not talked about the Dubs yet. And, man, they're passing.
They're averaging 31 assists.
If that passing gets any better, I would like to see it. Like, I defy you to find something better than Dubs passing. They're amazing.
Yeah, the team is amazing.
You're damn right.
But defensively, we're not there where we want to be mesmerized like Ja Rule and Ashanti about the defense, just like the assist.
Ja Rule and Ashanti? Okay. At 95.7 The Game on Twitter, who would you rather have for your NFL team? At 95.7 The Game on Twitter. We put a poll up. First time we've done that in a long time. I'm a little worried.
I can't wait for the results.
You get in trouble?
We're not little kids.
Derek Carr or Cam Newton? It would not be a show without Mitch in New Jersey. Go ahead, Mitch.
Happy holidays.
You too, Mitch. You too, baby.
Yeah. The world's a better place. Now, since that, okay, I don't want to bring up politics to get anyone in trouble.
Thank you.
Right now, I would take Cam Newton on because he can run over people. And that's what he's going to have to do. He's going to have to pass himself. That's the only way he's going to be able to beat the Raiders tomorrow. I think the Raiders have a good team. I didn't even get through New England. New England doesn't have an old great defense. We've got Tom Brady. But it's looking good for the Raiders. It's very interesting. I think all the three of the four teams in the AFC West are going to be in the playoffs. Because the other divisions are weak. And it's looking good for the Raiders.
Actually, a great question. How many do you think coming out of the AFC West? I would say three.
Yeah, I would say three, too.
Okay. All right. Mitch, anything else? No? We're gone? All right.
So I'm sorry. USC kicked Notre Dame pretty good. I think Deshaun Kizer looks like a 4-9 quarterback. I think they're going to pick him. I wonder if they will go after Tyrell Pryor. I'm going to agree. I would rather take Pryor as wide receiver instead of Streeter. But the 49ers could use him more than the Raiders at this point. If Cleveland is foolish, to let him go.
I believe his quarterback days are gone, though.
Thank
Mitch?
You, Mitch.
Don't you think his quarterback days are gone? He's becoming a hell
no,
of a...
No, he's talking wide receiver.
Yeah, but Terrell's already at wide.
I know, but the Niners need a wide receiver.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I never even thought about that.
Well, Terrell's not. Hugh Jackson's
Terrell
no dummy.
Terrell Pryor to San Francisco?
Oh, Hugh's no dummy. That's not going to happen. You don't have much in Cleveland as it is.
Think they're going to lock him up?
Man, come on. Come on, that dude is not going anywhere. You said it. You and Papa
my
said the Raiders tried to get him to go do the wide receiver thing.
And what would have happened then?
I did my research, and you guys were correct.
Well,
not that I ever doubted you.
What are they missing?
Tight end.
Thank you.
Man, he's a hybrid tight end too, Zach.
God, you've got my mind. But between you and Mitch,
yeah,
my mind
Mitch.
Is running right now.
My mind's telling me no.
But my body.
You heard that first with me.
My body is telling me, yeah.
That boy got rhythm.
Nah,
to the
I 10. Don't.
He's to the 15. He's to the 20, 25,
this
30.
Is real.
He may go all the way to the 35, 40, to the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Raiders.
Raise it. Yeah, now that's a demo tape, Zach.
Not quite the
he was running
Greg
a little
Papa.
Fast.
Pretty good.
Somebody said he was running. How fast is this guy running?
I don't know. That was good, though. God, you got my mind fascinated on Terrell Pryor being the tight end for the Raiders.
He's not leaving anywhere. Hugh Jackson is trying to build something. It's not an episode of Sanford and Son. He's not going to just give something away for junk.
Izzy in Fresno. What's up, Izzy? Izzy? No? No, Izzy? All right.
Hello?
What's up, Izzy?
What's up, man? I was on the way back to Fresno, and I was listening to your guys' radio station, and I was talking about the topic that you guys were talking about with my buddies of the Tom Brady and Alden Smith, and as to why Tom Brady got let back in as soon as his suspension was up midnight, and Alden Smith taking a while. Let's keep in mind that Tom Brady is not a repeat offender, you know, as to where Alden Smith has all this baggage that he comes with. And Tom Brady is the classic story of you going to a public high school and you've seen this private Catholic school, like back in Fresno, there's a private Catholic school. And once high school come around, the kids go to the public high school, and we see the kids as coming out of the Catholic school, like, oh man, they're goody-goody, you know, they're goody-goody kids. But turns out, you know, they're worse than they're one of the worst type of kids in high school. And that's Tom Brady, because you know that he's doing wrong. Come on, man, you're gonna tell me that a grown man's not gonna feel a difference of what he
has
been doing, man?
Guru.
You know? And
thank you, Izzy.
Yeah, Izzy was on the phone call. Fire.
Thank you, Izzy.
A repeat offender,
Guru.
Maybe that's why the process is going in the slow lane, as opposed to Tom Brady, his first time in trouble.
Keep going.
Just throwing it out there. That was a great point. Makes you scratch. What's that show? Things that make you go, Arsenio Hall.
I just want an answer.
And you'll have to wait.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. El Chapo, Mo, get to all of you, Dubs Talk. God, that passing guru. Oh, man, it makes what we try to do on
air. But it's one facet of the game.
It doesn't matter, man. The passing is so good. It's so good!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.